This is the Walking Leader podcast, episode number 155. I am your host, David Guetta, author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. I welcome you back to another action-packed and gluten-free episode of The Walking Leader podcast. So without delay, let's get this show started. And today we're going to talk about, as a leader, you have got to develop your grit. Your true grit, not the movie, not Rooster Cogburn. No, we're talking about your true grit. We're talking about, well, what makes you, well, makes you strong. Strength of character, your strength of character, your resolve, your determination. That is what I'm talking about. See, there's going to be times that as a leader, you're going to have to just do the things that, well, you don't think a leader needs to do, but guess what? A leader needs to do those things. Leader needs to set the example. Leader needs to not be afraid to step in and do what it takes. The leader needs to know that he can or she can do it, whether it's they feel it's not what they were hired to do, that it's beneath them because they have a degree. Guess what? You're the first person that needs to be out there doing it, especially for that reason, because again, if you're not prepared to lead by example, if you're not prepared to get out there, get your hands dirty, get into the mud, crawl around in the muck and mud. If you're not prepared to do that, if you're not prepared to show them the way, then you have no reason being a leader, because that's just the way it is. See, you have to demonstrate or show a bit of grit in everyday behavior. And everything you do every day, you have to do that. You cannot pick and choose when you're going to do it. It has to be 100% of the time. So whether it's the dirty work or the easy work or the work that, well, nobody wants to do, but it's just nobody wants to do it. Guess what? You're the one that's going to have to do it. You're the one that's going to have to step up and say, you know what? I'm going to do it just to show you that it can be done. And then from here on out, somebody else is going to do it. But that's fine. You can do that. That's acceptable. That is perfect. It's when you say, well, you do it because I'm the boss or I'm this or I'm that and that's beneath me. Guess what? Guess who won't be beneath you? No followers. Nobody supporting you. Nobody backing you up. And when you don't have people backing you up, then guess what? They're not following you. They're not supporting you. They're not in your corner. And as a leader, well, guess what? You failed. You've truly, truly failed. So you definitely have to show them that passion and that perseverance. And that's why every day you have to do it. You have to show them that passion and how much it all means to you. And even the little stuff and the big stuff all adds up to something. And so you've got to show them that hustle, that grind, that passion, that perseverance, that grit. And you cannot waver from that, because you've never arrived. You will never get to that destination. Even when you think you've reached that destination, you're at the top of your game, you're the running the entire show, guess what? You still have to get out there every day and meet the people, shake their hands, talk to them, get out there, guess what? Chop some wood, carry some water, fill some sandbags. And if you, as the top person, are not doing that, guess what? Guess what's not going to happen? That's right. They're not going to turn to you. They're not going to come to you. They're not going to be with you much longer. Why? Because again, if you're not showing that courage, that conscientiousness, not showing that you can endure to get to the long-term goals, because every day you need to be thinking long-term goals. If you have no resilience, no optimism, no confidence or lack of confidence, well, ideally it's like when you say, well, I don't need to do that. Guess what? Because you have a degree, that's your lack of confidence right there. You're just cowering. You're just hiding behind your diploma. You're hiding behind that piece of paper. But can you actually do it? Or are you afraid you're going to get found out? And if that's what the problem is, you're afraid you're going to get found out, well, guess what? You're going to get found out. If not now, it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and that much is true. So if you're afraid you're going to get found out, then guess what? You don't need to be there. You're just blowing smoke and you're going to get found out. And guess what? You're out the door. It's just that simple. So again, ensure that you're constantly putting forward who you are, what you have, and you go from there. You grow from there. And then by doing that, you're going to show everybody else around you, well, hey, he's not afraid to walk from point A to point B. He's not afraid to do this. He's not afraid, or she's not afraid to do that. She's not afraid to step up. She's not afraid to go into the trench, dig a foxhole, fill some sandbags. No, if she can do that, she deserves to be exactly where she is. And that, my friends, is the bottom line. You've been listening to episode 155 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Everyone, I invite you to email me at dave@daveguerra.com, or also reach out on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all my name, just Dave Guerra, all one word, at Dave Guerra, all one word on Twitter. And also, I invite you to visit my Facebook page, subscribe, like, and share. Facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. The David Guerra is all one word, three words, but all one word, two of which are my name. So again, Facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. I thank you again for listening, downloading, taking the time to listen to episode 155. Join me next time for episode 156. And again, we continue focusing on lessons on leadership. Until then, take care and always remember to go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way. Seriously, it's the only way. Going beyond the grind, going beyond the hustle to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow.